Jake and Roland shook their heads. Roland had his big iron with the sandalwood grips. Jake was armed with an AR-15, but the bag of Arisas was once more hung over his shoulder, and not just for good luck. If all went well, he and Roland would be using them soon. 4. Like most men with what's known as house help, Pimley Prentice had no clear sense of his employees as creatures with goals, ambitions, and feelings, as Humes, in other words. As long as there was someone to bring him his afternoon glass of whiskey and set his chop, rare, in front of him at 6:30, he didn't think of them at all. Certainly, he would have been quite astounded to learn that Tammy, his housekeeper, and Tassa, his houseboy, loathed each other. They treated each other with perfect, if chilly, respect when they were around him, after all. Only Pimley wasn't around this morning, as Atsamore, interpreted by the billion bland strings, rose from Algol Siento's hidden speakers. The master was walking up the mall, now in the company of Jackley, a Ravenhead Tahin tech, as well as his security chief. They were discussing the deep telemetry, and Pimley had no thought at all for the house he had left behind for the last time. Certainly it never crossed his mind that Tammy Kelly, still in her nightgown, and Tassa of Sonesh, still in his silk sleep shorts, were on the verge of battle about the pantry stock. "Look at this," she cried. They were standing in the kitchen, which was deeply gloomy. It was a large room, and all but three of the electric lights were burned out. There were only a few bulbs left in stores, and they were earmarked for the study. "Look at what?" Sulky. Pouty. And was that the remains of lip paint on his cunning little cupid's bow of a mouth? She thought it was. "Do you not see the empty spots on the shelves?" she asked indignantly. "Look, no more baked beans." "He don't care beans for beans, as you very well know. No tuna fish either. And will you tell me he don't eat that? He'd eat it until it ran out his ears, and he knows it." "Can you not—" "No more soup. Balls there ain't," he cried. "Look there, and there, and the—" "Not the Campbell's tomato he likes best," she overrode him, drawing closer in her excitement.